ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
During my meeting with you in person, you have told me that my main duty is to raise my son as a true man. I am divorced and have a six-year-old boy. I myself have grown up without a father, and after separation with my husband, I feel that I don't know how to raise a true man on my own. Can you give me some advice? That's good. These things happen with many seekers. This is life. And in life, so many things happen. Well, it is quite painful many times not to have a father. Definitely it is. But when things are like that, don't worry. Because the eternal Father is there always to help everybody. God is the real Father. So, have faith in Him. That's one thing. Nothing to care about it. And definitely, when the son is of 6 years age, I would say, bringing him up in the right manner is the real spirituality. Doing your duty towards the son, a future citizen in the world. And nothing is more ennobling for a mother than to look after a child and to see that the child grows into a true man. As regards how to know how to make, I tell you one or two things. How the child will grow into a true man, as I say, the real man, the most important thing is love. It is through love. Everything happens. And when you give love to the child, you will have to pass yourself through many trials. Sometimes there is irritation. The child is not obeying. Crying, you say, keep silence. Crying and crying more. You say, keep more crying. Then have patience, tolerance. So, love is the most important thing. Then, number two, your own life. Remember, children, babies, they do not like preaching. No, they don't want preaching. Sermons, they don't like very much. But, whatever the father or the mother is doing in her or his own life, they automatically get it. Therefore, bringing up a child is a great penance. It is a great spiritual practice. Because your own conduct, your own life should be an example to the child. The more you become disciplined in your own life, the child will have the opportunity to see that this is the way. Very important thing. Another thing, because you have started following the spiritual path, I am always with you, as also with the child. Nothing to worry. And for every guidance, Gita is there, Bhagavad Gita. For every guidance, there is no topic in the whole world, there can never be, for which guidance is not available from Bhagavad Gita. In human life, there is nothing for which guidance cannot be found from Bhagavad Gita. And in human life, and even in the life of anything, living being, there would never be anything in the whole universe which will not be found in the Bhagavad Gita. It is such a wisdom. Of course, you need understanding yourself deeper and deeper. You need commentary. But even commentaries will always not be sufficient. Some master, somebody telling you things. So go on reading the satsangs. Also read other commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita. There is hardly any principal language in the whole world in which the Gita is not translated. So that is the way for bringing up the child. You will find so many things for guidance. Sit in meditation. Remember God in your way. God is the source of all energy and wisdom. Sit in meditation. Remember God or the saint in which you have, or the guru, whomsoever, in whom you have the faith. And then put the question. This is my question. After some time, you will have the answer. It is happening with so many. Like that.